Good morning. It is July 7th, 2016. The time is 06:07 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning, getting ready for work here after I do this audio here and having a cup of morning coffee this morning. A good start to the day already when you have that first cup of coffee. But seems that we have a space mission going on up there around one of our neighboring planets called Jupiter in our solar system. And that NASA Juno probe that NASA scientists and engineers are thrilled about because of, despite the fears of radiation damage or a possible crippling high-speed impact with debris in Jupiter's rings, NASA's Juno's probe safely braked into orbit around the giant planet late Monday evening, firing its main engines for 35 tense minutes to slow down enough to capture, to be captured in the plane polar orbit. And that had to have been some tense 35 minutes because Jupiter's distance from Earth is 540 million miles. Okay, so it's 540 miles, but the time involved. Flight controllers at the NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory could not follow the 35-minute burn in real time because they had to wait 48 minutes for the radio signal from NASA's Juno probe to cross the vast gulf of space, confirming the start of the burn. And by the time they got the signal, Juno was doing whatever it wanted to do. So it could have freaking either crashed or skipped off into the vastness of space. And but it was a tense few minutes for hundreds, well, tense 35 minutes for hundreds of men and women who spent more than 10 years planning the Juno space probe mission because... but the motor, if the motor failed to fire or if it shut down before the 20-minute mark, the $1.1 billion mission would have been a write-off. So it's parked in the orbit, polar orbit. It's doing its thing there, and I'm pretty excited about it. I don't know. The critical burn began about 10:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Greenwich Mean Time, -4, and ended at 11:05 p.m. Signals confirmed the start of the burn reached GPL at 11:18 p.m., triggering a round of applause. Finally, at 11:53, the tone showed an on-time engine shutdown, prompted more vocal round of cheers, hugs, and high fives. So a few moments later, the propulsion officer added the burn lasted 2,102 seconds, only differing 1 second off the pre-burn prediction. So it's up there. It's circling around and giving us some data about a planet that... let's see, Juno science instruments and cameras were turned off several days before the Jupiter orbit rocket firing to simplify spacecraft operations during a mission critical sequence. And before it was turned off, JunoCam, the spacecraft's primary captor, captured images that were assembled into the approach moving. Okay, so there's a movie out there covering the 17 days. So, but it was launched back in August 5th of 2011. Juno needed 5 years to reach the solar system's largest planet. That's 5 years to go that distance of 540 miles. So I'm pretty excited to be reading. I think it's a limited mission because after it's all done, Juno is supposed to crash into the planet after its orbit degrades. So we should be getting a lot of good data from it. I guess I listened to a radio show the other day that the the host and presenters there of the radio show, they weren't too thrilled about it. You know, we got the typical naysayers out there that said, what's this all worth to us? What, you know, it's a waste. They think it's a waste. I don't think anything that pushes humankind forward in technology and knowledge is a waste. I think we can look back in the past from our space missions of from NASA that you look at now, we have two private companies that are doing space, and it's not government funded. They're probably getting government contracts, but all the technology that's spurred off of the space program, starting from Mercury. I've been excited about the space program because I was just a young lad, very young lad, seeing Alan Shepard blast off on that 15-minute ride suborbital on the Mercury rocket. And now we have the owner, Jeff Benzo, I think his name, from Amazon. He has his own reusable rocket called the New Shepard that has been launched 3 or 4 times successfully and landed. But it's just the technology that is harvested from all this, it's an investment in our future, our children's children's future. So to just arbitrarily say it's a waste of money and time, I would say these individuals that make that statement, they have their heads in the sand. And all you have to do is look at what the science that comes out of this that makes us more knowledgeable as a species that we may need just in case the aliens attack and we need to defend ourselves and planet Mother Earth. Sort of went off on a tangent there, I guess. Ancient aliens touched my brain. But I'm excited about this. Now that it's parked in there, so it'll be part of my daily read here until the probe called Juno plunges into the depths of the planet called Jupiter. So you all have a good one this morning. As I get my day started, I hope your day, if it started, is a good one. And if it's ending, wherever you may be on the Blue Marble, I hope you had a good day. So you all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.